At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
Good morning, brother. Hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you guys. Here in segment number 1, we're going to give you a little bit of a recap as to what we saw in terms of ALCS game number 2, NLCS game number 1, and then chat about both of these series, sort of the lay of the land with all four of these teams with Curtis Rogers. Curtis Rogers did a great job all season long with regards to pre- and post-game hosting over at 710 Seattle Sports for the Seattle Mariners, their main flagship station. So he's had a nice up-close and personal view of the Rangers along with the Houston Astros. So I'm going to be diving quite a bit on that series, as we actually recorded this during the 8th inning of that game when it was looking like the Texas Rangers were going to be able to get the job done, and indeed they did. So we're going to be taking a look on that front, some of the X-factors that we're finding in both of these series. What are the chances that the Arizona Diamondbacks can pull a little bit of an upset here in the NLCS? We're going to be diving in on that and so much more. And then in the final segment, going to get you guys picks and analysis on game number 2 of the NLCS as we touch them all. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, at @GNNR_1. Keep in mind, literacy on the mean does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Otherwise, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter/X questions today, but had a fun day of baseball on Monday. Let's take a look back at it. Try to find some trends and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
Games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
The underdogs stay hot. In the postseason, they're hitting right around 60% right now. The Texas Rangers, they get it done against the Houston Astros 5-4 as Framber Valdez continues to be in absolutely horrible form. 2 2/3 innings, gives up 5 runs, 4 of which were earned, and credit where it's due to the bullpen. After Framber Valdez got completely destroyed, which hilariously is over on strikeout props, still hit as he got 6 of his 8 outs being strikeouts, but yeah, not a great time of it as he did allow a home run in that time span to Jonah Heim. But from there, everyone else did a solid job for the Astros. I have to wonder if someone like Hunter Brown might take his spot in the rotation if the Astros are able to force like a Game 5, Game 6, something like that, as Ryan Presley, Brian Abreu, they both provided scoreless innings. Phil Maton, he got a pair of outs out of the bullpen. JP France, 2 1/3 innings scoreless. Rafael Montero, he was able to give you 4 outs out of the bullpen scoreless. And for Nathan Eovaldi, not quite as dominant as he was in his first 2 postseason starts, but still very serviceable. Gave up 3 runs in 6 innings, including a pair of home runs as Yordan Alvarez took him deep, along with Alex Bregman and Alvarez. Now 6 home runs in the postseason as he would go deep off of Aroldis Chapman as well. Have we seen Aroldis Chapman give up a home run out there in the city of Houston in the postseason, as he had a pair of outs that gave up that home run Josh Boris, though, was able to end a scoreless inning, and Jose Leclerc 1 1/3 inning scoreless. So the Astros, they are very much against it, and this total of 8.5, it did go over. And then I am doing this as the Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks game is in the 7th inning. It's just going to the bottom of the 7th inning with the Phillies leading by a count of 5-3. Total is anywhere between 7 to 7.5, and our DK Nowergarita pick now is able to come through. So very happy about that one. But for Zach Allen, this was not the start that he was looking for. He made it 5 innings, but he allowed 5 runs, all of which were earned, including not 1, not 2, but 3 home runs. Bryce Harper gets home run number 4. Nick Castellanos now has 5 home runs in 3 postseason games. Kyle Schwarber, he gets his first of the postseason. He had been relatively silent to that point. For Kyle Nelson, he has come in and he has lent a scoreless inning. But Geraldo Perdomo was able to take Zach Wheeler deep. His second of the postseason as Wheeler, he was wheeling and dealing. He made it 6 innings, giving up 2 runs. He did have Sir Anthony Dominguez give up an unearned run in 2/3 of an inning before Jose Alvarado was able to clean it up in the 7th inning. And the Dominguez unearned run due to his own throwing error, which I feel like we've got to find a way to keep these pitchers accountable for that. But that is what we saw in Major League Baseball Monday. Looking like the Phillies should be able to get the job done. Had to do this in a little bit advance because the Greg Peterson experience on VSiN, that is from 9 to midnight. So if the Phillies don't get it done, certainly you're going to be hearing about that. But how about if we now turn our attention to our chat with Curtis Rogers, who does absolutely impeccable work out there in the city of Seattle. Over at 710 Seattle Sports, taking a look at so many different things. He was doing the Seattle Mariners pre- and post-game hosting when that was going on. Unfortunately, their season is done, but as we know, there's a fair veil West teams that are currently doing battle trying to be able to get to the World Series. Does nice work when it comes to the Seattle Seahawks and all of their anchor works. Take a look at things with the Seattle Kraken, and in a few weeks, he's going to be an ace when it comes to college basketball front as well, and you're able to follow him on Twitter/X at A Kid From Kent altogether. And Curtis, always great to get you aboard. Thank you.
Greg, always appreciate hopping on with you. And yeah, like you mentioned, pair of AL West teams battling in the American League Championship Series right now. Had a very interesting viewpoint of both ball clubs from an opposing dugout, but Astros and Rangers right now, Texas taking game one, and look at their run here in the playoffs. I mean, they have just been on fire throughout.
Yeah, it has been absolutely amazing. And what have you made out of the pitching of Nathan Eovaldi? Because we saw him in game two. He did give up a few runs, but certainly left that game with a lead, ironically enough, as we do this. We're in the 8th inning as we do this podcast with the Texas Rangers leading that one. But I mean, I feel like he really has been the X factor for the Texas Rangers because we knew this team was going to hit. The big question was the pitching, and I feel like of all these trio of good starts has really elevated the Texas Rangers team here in the postseason.
I like that you mentioned him being the X factor for the Rangers, and it feels like that's been the case throughout this season. When he was out dealing with those injuries post-All-Star break, Rangers were playing their worst ball of the season. They fell out of first place in the American League West. At times they were out of the American League playoff picture. They battled back, managed to lock up that wild card spot in the final weekend of the season. And I think Nathan Eovaldi returning to the rotation really kind of stabilized things, especially after they've dealt with the loss of DeGrom for the rest of the season. It looked like Max Scherzer wasn't going to come back. Now he's slated to start game 3 of the American League Championship Series. Nathan Eovaldi, prior to that injury, was probably among the favorites for the American League Cy Young Award. So he was having a fantastic start to his season. He got hurt, then came back and kind of stabilized things. He's a guy that's had a lot of postseason success, too. I think we all kind of think back to that relief appearance he made back in the 2018 World Series where he threw 6 innings of relief, ended up getting the loss, but I think gained a ton of respect from every baseball fan out there, just him gutting his way through that relief appearance in the 18-inning marathon against the Dodgers all the way back then. Eovaldi has always been a really good pitcher. He's been one of my favorite guys to watch over the course of his big league career, whether it be with the Red Sox, with the Rangers. You know, he's pitched with the Dodgers, the Marlins. He's pitched everywhere. And everywhere he's pitched, he's had a lot of success. So I think the Rangers picking him up was one of the more underrated moves of this offseason. Even though he missed a giant portion of the season, I think that contract that they gave him, the 3-year deal, I think is going to be one that pays off handsomely for them.
Yep, I think so as well. And I think that that was such a big key for the Texas Rangers and being able to get to where they've gotten to. And certainly he was able to come up big once again in game number two is joining me on the show. We do have Curtis Rogers. He does amazing work over at 710 Seattle Sports. And when it comes to the ALCS and the Texas Rangers, I was talking about pitching depth and I was talking about how big of an X factor Nathan Eovaldi is, but I'm not sure if you agree slash disagree with this, but I feel like things are setting up very well for the Texas Rangers right now, because I do think that in this series, the shorter the series, the better it is for the Rangers. The longer the series, the better it is for the Astros, because they would have game seven on their home field for one. I do think that the pitching depth still favors itself to the Houston Astros, but I do think that as of right now, the Texas Rangers, with how hot of a start they've gotten off to, it's really going to form for them and how they want to try to win this series.
Yeah, and I think that has been a big benefit to the Rangers' success in the postseason, is that they have not had to go anywhere beyond the bare minimum of games so far. They swept the Rays in the wild card round, and in the division series, they made pretty quick work of things. And now here they are in the American League Championship Series. You know, it's hard to pick against Houston, though, in this time of year, especially because of all the postseason success they've had. You know, this is their seventh straight trip to the ALCS. But you can kind of tell that this season, even though Houston did come away with the American League West crown, they just didn't have the same kind of magic that they've had in years past. They didn't lead the division hardly at all up until the final month of the season. In fact, I don't think they led at any point before the month of September came around, which is very uncharacteristic of that Astros organization over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. Right now, the Rangers seem to have really asserted themselves this season as a team to watch in the American League West, not just here in 2023, but going forward. They bring up Evan Carter, who is one of the game's best prospects. He was a top 10 prospect points during this season. He's on their roster. He's had a tremendous last couple weeks with this ball club. They take Wyatt Langford in the draft earlier this season. They've already promoted him to AAA. The two biggest names in their farm system, Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker, they haven't really delivered yet on the promise that they've shown. It's interesting to see where this Rangers team is going to go. We know they're not afraid to spend, but boy, they've got a lot of young talent coming up the pipeline as well.
Oh, they certainly do. And we remember Kumar Rocker while he was over at Vanderbilt. That guy was absolutely awesome. But certainly things have not gone his way early on in his MLB career, whether it be injuries, whether it be getting drafted by the New York Mets. So that's certainly something to watch out for. But all in all, I do like the upside that we are seeing there. And then when it goes to the National League side of things, we do not know how game one fared as we are doing this podcast, but just how surprised have you been by this run of the Arizona Diamondbacks? Because with the Diamondbacks, I do feel like pitching depth probably going to be exposed in this series, but I have been greatly impressed by the way that Brandon Pfaadt, who is most likely going to pitch game three, has been faring. And this has been a bullpen that has been headlined by a guy that you know very well, Paul Sewald, that over the last month, month and a half, they have completely turned over a new leaf from being absolutely horrible to being quite serviceable here in the last month and a half.
And Sewald is an interesting case because he didn't have such a great finish to the regular season for the Diamondbacks. I believe his Fangraphs WAR was below zero, so he wasn't necessarily a positive in their bullpen, but that has all changed here in the postseason. He has been as locked down as it gets. I think back to last postseason when he was pitching for the Mariners, he struggled, still pitching some very high leverage innings. He's their closer, so obviously he's going to be getting the game's final three outs. Good to see him really put together a good postseason. He's always been a fantastic guy, and so you always want to root for his success. You mentioned the rest of the Diamondbacks pitching staff. Zach Gallen, for all the advantages that the Phillies have over the Diamondbacks, I think the Diamondbacks, though, may have an edge in terms of top of the rotation arms, guys like Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. The Phillies have just been able to spend their way to where they're at right now, and I think that is a very aggressive way to build a ball club. I like what they've done, but boy, this Diamondback starting rotation, as we've seen, if they can get out and win the first couple games of the series and then come back to Arizona tied 1-1, there's just so much unknown for the Phillies at that point. So I think Arizona is in a weird spot because they've got, you know, a lot of great pitching. You wonder if their firepower can kind of hang with the Phillies lineup, but I think this is going to be a closer series than people are probably giving Arizona credit for right now. They're a very hungry ball club. Corbin Carroll is one of the most exciting players to watch in all of baseball. They just have a lot of great things going for themselves. They've got a great veteran in Evan Longoria in the middle of that lineup. He's played in a ton of big ball games in his career. Obviously, you know, going to that trip to the World Series with the Tampa Bay Rays all those years ago, played some big games for the San Francisco Giants too. Yeah, I think it's important for young teams to have veteran presences like that, guys who have played a ton of games, a ton of big games too. I think his experience has been very valuable to guys like Gabriel Moreno, you know, just all these young players that the Diamondbacks have on their roster. And I think this D-backs team, they're not, you know, super well known across Major League Baseball right now, but I think over the course of this series, they're going to have a lot more names introduce themselves to Major League Baseball fans all across the country, because look, the Diamondbacks, they're not hardly ever on Sunday Night Baseball. They're hardly ever on Fox's Game of the Week. Right now, they're going to have the focus of the baseball world, at least half of it, in the National League playoffs, taking on this Phillies team that has really kind of been the darlings of postseason baseball right now, especially with how they handled that Braves series.
Yeah, it has been absolutely incredible what we've been able to see out of the Philadelphia Phillies, because when they were going up against the Atlanta Braves, I said before that series, and I still feel it right now, that whoever won that series should be the favorite to be able to win the World Series itself. I'm not sure how much stock you put into that and how much you take a look at this Philadelphia Phillies team, but I feel like it was just such a confidence booster that they were able to take down the Atlanta Braves, who, I mean, they won the most games during the regular season. We all know what they were able to do. And I do think that with regards to four teams remaining here in the postseason, it is really the Phillies to lose with regards to the World Series, just with how great that home field advantage is, coupled with that roster as well, because I think that there needs to be a lot of credit to how difficult it is to win in Philadelphia.
Just the experience that they gained from a year ago, making it all the way to the World Series, coming from the wild card round, just like they did a year ago. I mean, the amount of experience that they gained from that, I just think is so invaluable, even more so than the Rangers right now, who are kind of experiencing this for the first time. I know a lot of ignorance can be bliss in a way when it comes to playoff experience, because you just don't know what those bright lights feel like for a lot of those guys. I look at this Phillies team and just how they have rounded out this roster around Bryce Harper, getting Trey Turner on that contract that was heavily scrutinized. He has lived up to it here over the last couple months of the regular season into the postseason. Nick Castellanos had a rough first go of it with Philadelphia, but he has had a much better season this year. And then Bryce Harper, what more can be said about the guy? When he is on, he is one of the two or three best players in all of baseball, won an MVP just a couple seasons ago, and delivers in ways that very few guys across Major League Baseball can. It's just such a blast to watch. And then you look at this Phillies rotation as well. They've got the arms to complement all that they've got going on offensively. They're a really fun team to watch, and they've really just kind of captured everybody's imagination here over the course of this run, especially with that Braves series. I look at Philadelphia right now, Greg. I think it is very not hot take at all to say that they would be the title favorites if it came down to one of these four teams winning it. I think them and Texas right now are the two teams that I look at and I say, yeah, that would be a really, really fun World Series if both those teams made it. And what's interesting is that those two teams have kind of, you know, had a similar way of rounding out their roster, really, you know, looking at free agency and trades in order to make it work for them. You know, you kind of wonder with all these teams across Major League Baseball looking to pinch pennies and just say, you know what, we're okay with where we are. We don't want to take those big swings. Seeing Texas and seeing Philadelphia have the success that they've had, you know, yeah, it didn't pay off in any sort of like divisional crown because they're going up against teams like Houston and Atlanta. But still, as we know, postseason success is how it's ultimately measured in baseball. And right now, those two teams have gotten spades.
Absolutely, they have. And Curtis, it has been a interesting postseason thus far. I was hoping we would get a few more games in the wild card and the divisional round, but I think that things are setting up very well for two competitive championship series. We were talking about it with regards to that Rangers versus Astros series. I know that you banged the drum a little bit for the Arizona Diamondbacks, so we shall see what we get in games number one and two these next few days. And I know you're doing amazing work out there in the Pacific Northwest, taking a look at the Seattle Mariners when they're in season, the Seattle Seahawks, list goes on and on. So love to get people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, your listeners can follow me on Twitter, or X, I should say, at A Kid From Kent, Instagram as well. SeattleSports.com is the place to be if you want to find all sorts of content And then, as Greg said, you can download the podcast, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast. A lot of end-of-the-year reaction for the Mariners right now. Not a lot to speak of in terms of them as they've kind of gone home for the winter, but as Jerry DePoto is, you know he's probably busy cooking up a trade or something because that guy can't go more than a few weeks in the offseason making a move. I guess anticipate that. Anticipate news on Teoscar Hernandez, whether or not the Mariners offer him the qualifying offer. And yeah, we just got a lot of great stuff going on with the Mariners, the Seahawks. Heck, even the Huskies with a big win over Oregon over this past weekend. So college football is a big deal right now, too. And then as Greg mentioned, in a couple weeks, it's college basketball season. So we're busy with just about everything right now, Greg.
Oh, my goodness. That Washington versus Oregon game over the weekend was a big one. We've got a lot that is going on with regards to college football. College basketball is back in our lives in less than 3 weeks. Curtis covers it all. And heck, Pacific Northwest hockey is really starting to take off as well. Every single time we get Curtis on the show, he does amazing work. So a big thanks to Curtis for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Beast and Family Podcast. Coming up next, only one game on the betting board for this Tuesday. I give you picks and analysis for game two of the NLCS as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beast and Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get Curtis Rogers aboard. He does tremendous work over at 710 Seattle Sports, taking a look at this game of baseball that we all know and love. Every single time he joins this podcast, he lends absolutely impeccable insights. He's been joining me all season long, and for that matter, he's joined me quite a few times the last few years, so always great to be able to get him aboard. A big thanks to Curtis for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this Baseball Tuesday, which is one as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at @GNR41, and, well, we've got only one game to go through. We didn't have a lot of openers until the game got, like, mid-game, so the DK Network write-up pick and things like that, it might be moving around just a little bit, but let's take a look at 971, 972 on the betting board. It is the Diamondbacks going up against the Philadelphia Phillies, with Aaron Nola going for the Phillies and Merrill Kelly on the bump for Arizona. This was pulled before the start of game number one, but initial opener was the Phillies being a -142 favorite, +120 on the Arizona Diamondbacks with a total of 8. Over is -115, the under is -105, and if these are the numbers that we get market-wide once the game wraps up, my DK Network write-up pick would be on the over. I set my total at an 8.4, might be willing to even go up to an 8.5. with the way that Zach Gallen got lit up in game number one. As for Merrill Kelly, he just hasn't been the same pitcher when he has been on the road rather than when he's been home. This year, it's been even more demonstrative. If you look regular season and postseason, he's got a ERA that's hovering right around about a 2.59 at home. On the road, this balloons up to a 3.93, and that includes postseason. During the regular season, it was actually a little bit north of 4, so he just has not necessarily been himself. And the same does go for Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola, overall for the campaign, does have north of a 4.4 ERA. He's been giving up a home run and a half per 9 innings, but has been dramatically better at home than he has been on the road. On the road for Aaron Nola, he was giving up well north of a 5 ERA, giving up 1.8 home runs per 9 innings. He's been able to suppress that to more around 1.2 home runs per 9 innings, but still very much giving up the deep ball. And for Merrill Kelly, I mean, overall for his career, this is everything. 3.17 home ERA, 4.48 ERA on the road. His command does go a little bit wonky when he's on the road, about 8.8 strikeouts per 9 innings at home, 7.5 strikeouts per 9 innings on the road. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks, boy, would they have liked to have gotten a little bit more out of Zach Gallen. He was able to complete 5, but gave away 5 runs in that time span. This is a Diamondbacks team that entered into game 1 of the NLCS very hot with their bullpen. As a matter of fact, if you take a look regular season and postseason, this has actually been the best team with regards to bullpen ERA in that time span, as they've been able to register about a 2.17 ERA in that time, but very much have my question marks, as they were a 4.22 bullpen ERA team during the regular season, 18th with regards to bullpen ERA post All-Star break, even with that great September, and going up against a Philadelphia Phillies team that's averaging about 1.5 home runs per game since August 1st, regular season and postseason combined, about 5.7 runs per game. You saw Nick Castellanos go deep once again yesterday. He is up to 5 home runs in his last 3 games. Bryce Harper was able to go deep. He's been able to supply north of a 500 on base here in the postseason, and you just don't really get a break with this team. Johan Rojas has had a little bit of a rough road postseason thus far, but he's been someone that's been able to move the line all season long. Brandon Marsh is hitting north of a 300 here in the playoffs, and for the Arizona Diamondbacks, it's all about can they continue the new leaf that they've turned over with regards to their offense, because they were second worst in the National League with regards to runs per game from July 1st until the end of the regular season, but going into game number 1, they had posted up 4-plus runs in each of their 5 games here in the playoffs, and Corbin Carroll has been tremendous at getting on base. 538 on base, as he, Ketel Marte of the Marte Parte, along with Lourdes Gurriel, all between 24 and 25 home runs during the regular season. As we know, Corbin Carroll, he's able to do a nice job of being able to swipe some bags. You've had Tommy Pham be able to do an okay job for this team, not necessarily tremendous, but the one thing that I do fear in this one is that you're going to see a little bit of regression from Alec Thomas, Gabriel Moreno. Going into game 1, these two guys have provided a grand total of 6 hits, and 5 of them have flown over the fence. I don't think that a home runs per hit ratio of about 5-6 is necessarily sustainable. So it's a little bit of a question mark. You did see Geraldo Perdomo go deep yesterday for the Arizona Diamondbacks as well. But the bottom of the fold, it does have its question marks. And I do think that Nola is going to be able to give a good start. And I think that you've got the more consistent bullpen with the Philadelphia Phillies post All-Star break. This team was in the top four with regards to their bullpen ERA. Jose Alvarado has been able to supply a sub-2 ERA all season long. Even the likes of Matt Strom, along with Jeff Hoffman, they've been able to do a steady job as well. Zach Wheeler was able to lend really good length yesterday as well. So it does lead me to putting the Philadelphia Phillies as a minus 151 favorite. I'm going to be willing to lay up to a minus 150 with them. If we get a run line, much like we were seeing in game number one, anything of a plus 130 or higher, I'm going to be willing to lay a run and a half with them. And then with regards to the total, it's most likely going to be my DK Network write-up pick. As long as we could get the 8 like I was seeing a little bit before, I am going to be taking a look at the total over. And that'll wrap things up for the Tuesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter / X timeline at GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letter CM, naming does not matter. As per usual, please send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks to Curtis Rogers of 710 Seattle Sports for joining me in my segment coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.